Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan,
tick tock. 6 days till the on-air fund drive. $319,690 in the lockbox.
So we have to make $180,000. So that means since we make $100,000 at least in a day, we can do this. We can fill up the lockbox, and then we could do the same thing we've done in the last two drives. Basically, we could have a very fast fund drive, which is what a lot of people want. They don't want to miss one bit of news about Trump or the EPA or the wildfires in California or the hurricanes or the rise in water temperature. And it all comes down to an EPA which is out of control. We now have an EPA administrator who is saying he's going to roll back coal and he's going to put all of that filth back into the air. What are we really doing here? Are we concerned about our children? You know, I'm telling you, this is going to lead to people dying. That's right. There were 10 people dead in the wildfires already. Now, we've had wildfires before, but all of the scientists are basically saying this is all contributory when you don't worry about your environment, and we have no time. Time is up. So every time we have Judith Enck on the air, the EPA administrator for our region, Region 2, including Puerto Rico, by the way, and who I'm going to bet when the Democrats get back into power will be named the chief administrator of the EPA. I'll bet anything on it. And she has warned about all of this. So, David, this morning's news, on top of the hurricanes, on top of the fires, it's just the old folk song, it won't be water but fire next time, and here it comes.
And how about what seems to be the singular focus on President Trump and the administration to continually go after President Obama?
Well, this is a very difficult proposition for this president. He didn't get the most votes, and yet he says he has a mandate. So how do you justify it? Well, you bluster. You bluster again and again and again. You go after Hillary Clinton. You go after Obama. And Obama brilliantly keeps his cool, keeps shut, lets him go off. And at this point, everybody sort of recognizes what's up. It's really a very disappointing display of arrogance, hubris, and mistakes that this president makes. He was out on the golf course yesterday with Lindsey Graham, of all people, one of his fiercest critics, who is writing nice things about Trump. These Republican senators have a big problem. They like their job. They don't want to be forced out. And here's Bob Corker. Maybe he was being forced out. Maybe not. He says he wasn't, that the president was going to support him. The president said he asked for support and didn't get it. Doesn't matter. Because as soon as the shackles are off, he says what everybody else in his conference are thinking. This guy is a buffoon and very dangerous. It could be leading us into World War III. This, of course, is very bad news for the Republicans. Because even if many of them win primaries or if some of them lose primaries to the ultra-right, that's going to mean that the middle of the road may desert and go to the Democrats. We've seen it before on either side. So this is a very tough time for the Republicans, and what goes around comes around.
Well, it came around this year again in New York City. That's the Columbus Day Parade. Governor Andrew Cuomo marching in the parade as what he would call a proud Italian-American. Of course, the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, got a different reaction. He has set up a commission to review statues, including the Columbus statue. And his staff member, using a megaphone, said to a portion of the crowd, "Mayor Bill de Blasio." And the response was, "Boo."
Well, it's an old tradition in New York to boo the mayor. Look, de Blasio is right to study all of this stuff. Even Cuomo, when it wasn't the question of Columbus, who they are proud of, even Cuomo wanted the streets named for Robert E. Lee and others in the military base in New York erased. Now, was Columbus somebody who really helped wipe out the Native American population in America? No question about it. His own writings and everything else. On the other hand, when Italians arrived in America, they were discriminated against, and Columbus became a unifying symbol.
Support this region's unifying symbol. It's WAMC at WAMC.org. Only 6 days until the on-air fund drive begins.
David, I can't tell you how important that is, because this radio station has defied all the odds and become an incredible institution because people really believe in it. Even when we have disagreements, we all put something in and we let everybody know that there are two sides to every story.